I have people skills.
Okay, but you're helping me with this.
This is a nightmare.
Oh, excuse me.
Oops.
Oh, it was just a nightmare.
This is Help Desk Nightmares. This podcast takes a look at the interactions help desk and support techs have on a regular basis and the nightmares we encounter.
Hey, see, I got my stuff up. I'm recording, if that matters to anyone.
We'll get that from the Twitch stream. Nothing else was recording that whole time. I mean, it doesn't need to record the intro audio because that comes from the DAW, but...
The DAW.
DAW.
DAW. Get your DAWGs out. We're going to DAWGy.
Look at that. Did you ever see that uh-oh. YouTube video?
Look at that. Look at what?
Why are you saying uh-oh?
I thought the test stream was still going somehow, which would have been a rough, like a dog rough.
Is it our, are we on the stream right now? Are you looking at the stream?
I'm looking at the stream.
And we're on there?
We are on there. I don't know if we can hear anything.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Did anybody say anything?
Nope. They're all just like... just stealing us.
You can tell from the... Apparently, you can tell from the mobile app what's going on.
What has happened this past week? Well, most excitingly, I put a piece of tape over the microphone. Little red LED.
Over the microphone? There.
So you can no longer see a giant red splotch on my face.
Sad.
Yeah. What else did I do? Mark, what did I do this weekend? I feel like
I don't know.
Huh. You talk now so I can figure out and try to remember 3 days ago.
I was looking at the mobile stream because we don't have anybody else helping us out. Like, usually we have Jay and Halfway to Thundertown people.
Yeah.
Helping us out remotely, but we don't have like a producer making sure everything's working. Like, it's
You're
me, but I'm also on the show. Like, that's atypical.
Who does Jay have?
I don't know. It seems like they got somebody. Sometimes,
I'm pretty sure they're so when just I'm really good at what they do.
Halfway, Jay, who is not feeling well, I believe, says that it sounds fine, but...
It sounds fine.
Huh?
It sounds fine. It's not fine. Fine.
Cody's a little quiet.
It's okay. I can talk quieter if you want me to.
You can if you want. I don't know about what you're talking about. Or you could just talk louder. Usually Cody's loud.
Yeah, but Lori's in the living room trying to watch TV.
Okay. That's a cool thing to say.
Okay. So, what did you do? Or can I go into what I did?
Because you can say what you did first. That's fine. Oh, this is Help Desk Nightmares. So, episode 60. Oh, yeah. Did we say that? It's hard to know what was recording when nothing was recording 60. Earlier, you know?
We've been on a Skype conversation for 36 minutes already. It's been pretty rough.
It hasn't been rough. What do you mean?
Okay. It's been okay. So this weekend, it was actually Friday night. I invited Mark to something and he was like, I'm an old man. I'm asleep. Something like that. But I invited him to a 90s party and he didn't go, but I went with a bunch of friends and we went and saw this 90s cover band and they played like 200 songs.
What's a 90s nonstop. Cover band?
I can't remember what they were called. I think it's called the Class of 98. They were really good.
The summer of 69?
Mm-hmm. They played a lot of really good music that I don't know about. There was a lot of alcohol involved for everyone. It was a good time. You would have enjoyed it. It was in Ferndale, too.
Would I?
And you don't mind Ferndale.
It's fine. Trying to get your audio a little bit louder.
Oh, sorry. I'll just keep talking. What else did I do? Saturday morning, went to breakfast. Saturday night and Sunday, I don't think I did anything. I tried to play some video games. Didn't work very well.
You're just going
to
go day by day what you did.
Yeah, you're looking for some conversation right now.
I saw The Prodigy. Not good.
What is that?
The Prodigy is a movie where the lady from Orange is the New Black, the blonde lady, has a kid and essentially, spoiler alert, essentially the child is not, I guess not possessed because that like suggests an outside non-human entity. But at the moment, like right before he's born, some man who's like who has killed several women, like jumps into his body, and then they just fight for the little boy's body. So as he grows, it's like, oh, he seems like he's so smart, and he's a prodigy, whatever. But actually, it's this other, like the man, the full grown 50-year-old man taking over, and that's why the kid is so smart and knows so many things. Ultimately, spoiler alert at the end of the movie, because don't see it, it's not good. The guy takes over, and the little boy just is absorbed. So the little boy doesn't exist anymore, and the man who was killed by police because he's a murderer of women takes over that little boy's body.
Isn't this the basic story of Chucky?
I don't know, but there is going to be a Chucky remake. So
there is. But was that a true story?
Chucky? Like I don't know. I don't think so.
Chucky,
I don't think it's a
true story. What about The Prodigy? Was that one based on a true story?
Is it a true story? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
No, I doubt that. The Prodigy, where a man takes over a child's body, is a true story. I could be wrong.
Hey, you could be
wrong.
But
I'm usually not.
I'm going to look up. Hold on.
Is The Prodigy
the movie
a true story?
The Prodigy, based on a true story, it's the first Google search.
Where does it say Work Dreams Part 2 for 59 as well?
Yeah, it says that on the website.
Where?
On the website.
Okay, well, there's a lot of spots on the website.
Gosh darn it, how many links do you have? It's on the homepage.
I'm not seeing that. Where does it say that?
Right below recent episodes. We're doing some troubleshooting here.
Okay.
So episode 59.
It says Work Dreams Part 2, like in the description.
Hey, there you go. You figured it out.
CodySucks.org.
Not very nice. So it says it was based on a true story, and a true story from 2014.
I'm just going to edit that website right now. There's going to be a lot of dead space on this podcast. Good job, Cody.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone. It's not actually on a true story base. I was really trying to get something out of Mark, but
we apologize to our 43,000 viewers on Twitch.
The 36 minutes of testing we did was not enough. We just cannot get it right. I think we each need to take off Tuesdays from now on, and we can podcast all day. Get like six episodes out of the way.
Our IT company wants to take over our support and help desk.
We're going there.
So while they do that, we can easily take off a Tuesday.
Mark's very bitter, so I'm just going to keep talking
over him
so that the world can't hear his bitterness.
The IT stuff we do is no big deal. Why are there any problems at all? What do you mean?
It's volatile. The sass that he resonates when he talks about this can hurt a human from 15 feet away. He's pretty good at it, though. So let's get back on to the IT. Oh, before
let's
we get to
back
the
on.
IT stuff, let's get back on. This episode, so last episode, it was the Ice House beer that I found. This one was also a dollar, but I saved it because it's got a really cool name.
Bow, bow.
It is called, hold on, I got to see where it is. The Natty Daddy.
Natty Daddy?
Yeah,
so the other one you
says.
Hated, and that was no good, but that was Chad's favorite beer for when he's cosplaying as a homeless person.
This has about 8 dents in it in the can so far. I'm pretty sure a homeless person did lick the rim of it.
No offense to the homeless.
No. If they want some of this, they can share it with me. But yeah, we're going to crack this bad boy open. Let me get some ASMR.
I'm going to stop sharing my screen with Cody.
Hold on.
The echo is removed. We have audio source going to Twitch from one place.
I don't like that I can't see myself now.
User Polar Knights on the Twitch stream says, I need help. My mother-in-law is coming over. She's my nightmare. Do you have any tips? Cody, do you have any tips? Mother-in-law nightmare tips. That's got to be a podcast, right?
Yeah, motherinlaw.com, the scary one. No, some tips. Don't talk about IT. Don't talk about politics. Don't talk about social issues. Talk about TV. TV is typically a good topic to bring up.
I told them to just give her a big old hug.
Yep, give her a big old hug. Give her a big old smoochie on her cheek.
A smoochie, you say?
Yeah. Ooh, question.
Sure.
Not IT related.
Oh, okay.
Do you smooch on the lips with your family?
No.
I saw that the other day and I was
do you?
Very confused. No, I do not. Oh. I mean, I feel like I did as a kid which is really weird thinking back, but I would never kiss like my child. I'd never be like...
That's what happens when you smooch on the lips.
Oh, Polar Nights, she is my social issue. You better be careful. We're number one. We're number two with mother-in-laws in this region.
We're number two? What do you mean by that?
The number one or number two streaming show for mother-in-laws.
Oh, this is the Mother-in-Law Nightmares podcast brought to you by Natty Daddy.
It tastes like rubbing alcohol mixed with water.
Okay. I don't really know what else I did this week. It's not been exciting so far. I'll do more stuff this weekend. Who knows if I'll remember to talk about it next Tuesday.
Yeah, we should really write down stuff that we do. That way we don't have to spend 13 minutes figuring my ish out.
Ish. Cody, ish. Everyone, Cody does not like to swear, so it's like...
What is ish? No, ish is a normal... I don't like to figure my stuff out. I swear all the time, Marcus.
Oh. All right.
Mark, stop editing things. So that don't change things in OBS. I saw that little border.
I was trying to make it go all the way over. It's bothering me that there's a teeny little black sliver, but whatever. Okay, it's fine. Everything is fine.
That's a really... Everyone should...
It's bothering everyone. Everybody hates it. Look, our numbers are plummeting.
A black border around Help Desk Nightmares, too.
I don't know why that kid is drinking. I don't know. I think you just have to be 21 to buy alcohol. If you drink it in your own home, I don't think the cops are going to come in.
It's okay. I may be 14, but I'm legal in 19 states.
I don't know about that. Definitely in other countries, though.
Yeah, for sure. Isn't it Canada, like 19?
I am not Canadian. So this week we're going to talk about... Cody, do you remember? I just told you a minute ago.
Login issues?
Yeah. Do you have any example nightmares about logging in? I wrote down a few. Not necessarily specifically about individual users, but...
No, I mean, I think the most common thing with logging in is people forgetting their password, which happens all the time. People lock their accounts left and right. We had a user lock their account today. that user... I reset their password and they reset it to something else. And for some reason it wasn't working because they locked themselves out again.
But that was a different program, password. Like not their computer password, or it was their computer.
Yeah, no. It wasn't their computer password. I don't think you can lock our computers.
You can. We have a 10 attempt brute force password lockout.
Do we really?
Yeah. It locks it for like 30 minutes. So if you don't want to wait 30 minutes, then you have to have us help you.
Another fun login thing is that Mark set my password to something really mean for my Office 365 account. So every time I type it, I screw up about 2 to 3 times before I get it right. Just because every time I type it, it's a hit against myself. It's not a compliment.
A hit against yourself?
Yeah. And then our IT company, they were doing some checks of the logs and they're like, yeah, it looks like someone keeps trying to log into your account and they're failing over and over again.
And it's and you like, the whole time.
Take 2 to 4 of those login attempts out, and anything past that, it's someone else. But that's definitely me every single time. There's not been an instance where I've logged in successfully to Office on the first try since you changed my password 2 years ago.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Here's one example. Every time we have to do, we learned a different method for this. But our IT company has not. Every time we have to do work on a user's computer, but we don't use their profile to do it. So if we don't know their password, which generally we shouldn't, if we have to log in as an admin account, then when they go back to their computer, because they're not used to having to type in their username, they don't know what their username is. So they try to type in their password. Obviously, it's the wrong password, not correct, because it's not their profile. And they still try to type it in, not noticing that it doesn't say their name anywhere on the screen for the login credentials. So that's a fun one that people don't know how to log in. It's not only logging into Windows, like other programs that they don't have to type in their password or their login credentials every day. They're just like saved and like postage or the phone system or whatever. We've got a desktop VoIP situation. If they don't have to type it in ever or every day, they don't remember it. They don't know what their name is, or they don't know if it's name dot something or name or whatever it is. Scenario. So that's pretty exciting. And then my most favorite thing that people will tell me is that sometimes it happens after I have reset their password and told them this is your temporary password, and they say that they're typing that in, or they say that they know that it's the right password, but they got locked out. Then it's not the right password. If you got locked out, it's definitely not the right password. I don't know if there's so many people that I have seen for some reason maybe Cody, you do this. I don't know. They use caps lock as part of their login process.
Oh, no, I've seen that too.
Like, well, you know that the shift key exists, right? Shift key is the temporary caps lock. Like, I don't know if every time they type an uppercase letter, they use the caps lock key.
Yes, they do.
This is not what caps lock is for.
No, it blows my mind. And I think we may need to do an episode on caps lock IT intricacies or something, because...
Yeah, that doesn't sound broad and vague at all.
No, it's...
That's like good. That's what the whole podcast is. Weird IT intricacies. Are you reading the Twitch stream?
No. Is that what's on there?
I don't know. You can read it if you're going to be quiet. And then I will say words.
If I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah.
You're so mean.
Am I though? I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's some tales.
No.
Oh.
One other thing, and I think we may have talked about it in a Passwords episode or something along those lines, but in a past life. As a heads up for every single person listening that's not in IT, IT people know this, we do not know your passwords, and we will not keep track of your passwords. So when someone's like, give me my password, I forgot it. No, we don't know it. That would be really dumb of us for us to track every single little password.
So, every single little password.
Yep. If you forget your password, we're not going to know what your password is, and we're going to reset it for you so you can set it as something else. Because boy, oh boy, is that annoying.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, Mark likes to make fun of me too.
Golly gee, willikers. You know what I mean? Okay, so let's hear from Tales from Tech Support. There will be three stories, but I'll only read two. The last one will be on... the show notes on your podcatcher or the website. If I remember to put it on, sometimes I don't remember to put it on, like put the links on the website when I'm somewhere that I can include them, because you can't get to Google Docs everywhere. Anyway, user DSSNTNT writes, I work in cybersecurity and sometimes cover a shift in our security operations center. Security operations center handles account provisioning, provides our staff with privileged access workstations. These are MacBook Airs that are glorified thin clients, so like web browser stuff. There's a local account for the user, and then they log into VDI to actually connect. A couple of days ago, I get a call from a user that goes like this. Security Operations Center, this is whatever their name is. How can I help you? How many login attempts do I get before I lock myself out? Good question. Where are you trying to log in? My Mac. You get 10 attempts, but if you do lock it out, bring it to the Security Operations Center and we can unlock it for you. I'm on site at a customer, can't come to the Security Operations Center. That's a local account. I can't manage it remotely. How many attempts have you made? More than 10, I think, and I know I'm using the correct password. That's odd. Maybe you're waiting. You are waiting long enough in between attempts that it isn't locking you out. Let me ask around if we have any other options to get you access. At this point, I put them on speakerphone, mute myself, and start asking the rest of the Security Operations Center for ideas. I hear one of their coworkers, the user's coworkers, come up and get told the story. Can't log in, using the correct password, et cetera, et cetera. A couple minutes go by until the user says, oh my God, I'm using my personal computer.
You warned me about this one, and I wasn't prepared. I didn't know that was where this one was going to go. Along those lines, not exactly along those lines, but another thing that cannot happen is your password will not randomly change into something that you don't know unless someone from IT changes it. I've given up basically every time someone says, I'm using the correct password. I know it's correct. I don't have caps lock on. I've used this 100 times before. Well, kudos to you, but the system didn't change. Your mind changed. I don't know what else to tell you. I would never say that though. I'm always a little more cordial about it. And I explain that there's probably a glitch in the system. I've never heard of this happening, but I guess it could happen.
Yeah. There's a glitch in the matrix. That's the problem. Okay. This is, was written 4 months ago by user Naxthor, entitled, it isn't working. The login you gave me is wrong. This just happened about 5 minutes ago to that person. This person's in IT support for a handful of salespeople, and someone forgot the login to remote into a Mac that we have for something. User, help, I can't get into the Mac again. Okay, no problem. This happens a lot. Here's the username, Mac/name, and password one. Okay, it isn't working. The password you gave me is wrong. Did you type the username right? Well, it looks different from what you gave me. Please type it in the way I sent it. Okay, it works now. Thanks. I really don't understand how some people still have jobs. Thoughts?
More so than that, Polar Knights wants to know if we're in support. And I don't know if we are. I really don't. I don't know what kind of support. Oh, okay. Mark, you ruined it.
I'm responding in the chat. You can. Yes. Like the podcast people won't be, that are listening, won't be able to see the chat. So
that's true. Podcast people, just so you know, Polar Knights sounds like a new listener. He asked.
No, Polar Knights has been in before in the stream, but has not chatted with us.
Ooh, maybe. How do you know he's been, or she has been in there? How do you know this?
Polar Knights has been in. I saw the last time that we streamed, Jay showed me on the mobile app. You can see who's in the chat.
That's,
you can see the names.
100% creepy.
Of who's actually in it. And then you, of course, can see the names of whoever's writing, but you don't have to only see the name of whoever's writing.
So, Polar Knights, yes, we are, as Mark says. Technically, we are. We're not dedicated tech reps by any means. Our title does not imply that at all. We're just there to kind of help out.
Help out.
We're there to deal with the emergency issues, the last minute stuff. Like the create an account for tomorrow morning. Okay.
The answer is yes.
Lock people out. Okay, I guess I can do that.
The answer is yes. Okay, Cody, do you have anything else? Any other stories about people who don't do the right thing when they're logging in? Anything? You have anything to say?
I can't go that high. I do have.
I don't have a falsetto anymore. Did you notice I have my Help Desk Nightmares?
Is that like a body part?
No, falsetto is your head voice.
What?
Like this voice, like your chest voice, you're using your diaphragm.
Do you mean your conscience?
No, I do not mean that. You're not a singer, right? So you have a chest voice, Mark, like the one that we're doing now, like this is normal voice. But if you go higher than that, and it's not, not using your full strong voice, you're using a head voice, which is falsetto for men.
Okay.
I don't know if women have falsetto. I guess so. If you're using your head voice.
What would this voice be? Hello, how are you?
Weird.
Come on. That's got to be a falsetta.
This is Music Nightmares, version. Everyone.
Yes. I know.
Could you hear
Breaking
that?
News. I can actually hear it this time.
You could hear it last time, too. Okay. Hey-o. Let's switch to this and see if everyone can still hear us. This okay. In this year, Cody, the first web browser was introduced February 26th of what year? Tim Berners-Lee introduces World Wide Web, the first web browser, and I'm not going to say that acronym, HTML editor. What year was the first web browser introduced?
The Y sewage. I think they're memeing you. They're memeing you hard. Y sewage.
May.
They're may-maying you. I'm going to say 19.
Nobody
that
can
better
tell
be
so.
Right. I'm going to say 19.
Anybody in the chat care to
1990.
Submit an answer. Feel free to do that now.
Hashtag 1991.
Wait 5 seconds because we're on a delay somehow. Whatever Twitch's delay is.
Yeah, there is a bit of delay, but they're just memeing you right now.
Memeing.
Why sewage?
Well, that would be a cruise ship. That is not a guess, okay. Polar Knights, but thank you for that.
I think Polar Knights is the best.
Cody, your guess was 1991?
Yes.
That's right!
Exactly, 1991.
Hey, that's the year Mark was born. Good for you.
That's the year you were born.
hey, we don't talk about it.
I pulled out the... I got to remove the video from Twitch, but that's the only place it exists. The podcast and the YouTube video that are stored on our YouTube don't have your full name that you have definitely said many times before.
Or just search Help Desk Nightmares and you can find our name everywhere
What do you mean?
That's what I showed you.
It says your first and last name, not your middle name.
Oh, is that what people need to find me?
Yeah.
There are only two Cody Tuziants in North America from what I know.
We have some more breaking news.
We sure do. In this year.
So hold on. Before we proceed, Polar Knights clarified a little bit.
Sure.
That boat was built in 1991. We were supposed to know that.
Oh, of course it was. There's lots of boats that have been built in the last 30 years.
Call me a boat in 30 years.
February 25th of what year was the first electric motor patented in the U.S. with his wife, Emily, and a colleague, Orange Smalley? that doesn't matter. Thomas Davenport received the first American patent on an electric motor in this year, U.S. patent number 132.
Ooh, 132. That's really
pretty far, pretty early on.
Like they're way higher than that right now.
Polar like Knights, feel free 200. To guess.
I'm going to say...
Not by using emojis that build a ship.
I mean, you can. I'm going to say 18. Am I already wrong?
I'm not telling you anything until you guess.
18.
And by the way, this is closest without going over. So if you guess one and Cody is over, then you win.
1838.
You are over by 1 year. 1837.
No
way. Cody guessed really well this time for some reason. I don't know
give
what's
it
happening.
It's the natty daddy. It refreshes you.
Is it? Polar Knights has given you... is Polar Knights one of your Fortnite buddies?
Polar Knights is actually my alias. I am Polar Knights.
Okay. That's a weird thing to say.
Sorry.
It seems like everybody could hear us that whole time, so that's good. Trying out some different little things here on different scenes and whatnot within OBS. So now you all definitely needed to know that.
Yeah.
Here's where
OBS,
we would
where
take a break, but I don't have a break
here's
to do
we
here.
Would take a break. We've never taken a break. There's no break.
Well, here's part podcasting. Of the problem. Okay. The shows on the network have not released episodes yet. So if we take a break, we can put in a little like, this is about this podcast. I have watched, I still don't remember the D&D podcast on Halfway Network. I've watched them live stream the couple of times that they've done it. And I watch Halfway to Thundertown for as long as I can before I have to go to bed because I'm an old person on Saturday nights. So I've watched some, but I'm still waiting for Annie's podcast to post Yumi and Bad Photos Forever.
Yeah,
and I'm waiting for the full audio on the podcast for the D&D. You know we can see your face,
right?
That's
exactly what I was waiting to say, is that I've been constantly checking Drunken Arcanauts for an audio-only version on anything.
No.
Like, what's wrong? Did your lights go out?
They did.
Oh, okay.
And we're back.
Hey, that's good. The lights are back on. You'd think that Mark would learn after 69 episodes. But Drunken Arcanauts, I cannot wait for that to be an actual podcast because every time I click it at work, it brings me to Twitch, and Twitch doesn't work very well at work. Technically, it's blocked. But if you put it on all your little podcasty websites, I can download it and listen to it and be like, whoa, this is really cool. So until then, I have no idea what Drunken Arcanauts is about other than D&D and people getting drunk and dragons.
Cool.
Do we have another game? Is that what was happening?
Oh, no, sorry. We have this.
You are the dumbest smart person I have ever met in my life.
Man.
Clifford.
That sounds so much like the genie from the new Aladdin.
It does.
Like,
isn't that weird? That's such
that
a weird
so
coincidence.
Weird.
I mean, you wouldn't know because you haven't seen the new Aladdin. It hasn't come out yet. But Clifford Stoll, author of Silicon Snake Oil, once apparently wrote, I guess there's not a date on this, "We'll soon buy books and newspapers straight over the internet." Sure.
What?
He was skeptical that we would buy books and newspapers straight over the internet, is the point. And of course, that's how Amazon started. Now they sell everything in the world, but he said that's not going to happen.
Oh.
Books and newspapers over the internet, not going to happen. That's the point of that.
Okay. I definitely jumped ahead about 20 minutes and thought we were in Yahoo Answers.
No, you don't need to answer that.
And I was like, who is asking that? That's really dumb.
You don't need to answer. There's no answer required. Just Steve Chen, co-founder of YouTube, once either wrote or said, there's no year on this either. Don't fact check us. There's just not that many videos I want to watch.
That's not something dumb. He just
it's
really
dumb.
Doesn't want to watch
He
YouTube.
Created YouTube. What do you mean?
Yeah, that he wants to watch. He's probably into videos of people getting drunk and playing D&D, and there's really only two or three videos out right now for that. Now, if he really liked little cats shooting snipers,
or
he liked terrible fails, that's all of YouTube. Or if
Yahoo.
You like Jack Black, he's on there too.
Yahoo!
Here's some Yahoo answers. I did Yahoo. Cody, at some point, maybe we'll both record promo videos to show on other streams. Who knows? But I've done a few, and I did some Yahoo Answers recently. I'm not going to play that here. I probably won't play it until it airs on Halfway to Thundertown, their live stream, maybe. I don't want to, like, you know, put it out there before it's on the place that it was made for. User Peter on Yahoo Answer asks, why do we need hashtags? Search engines can find words without the symbol, period, question mark.
Hashtags are for certain websites. That's actually not a stupid question. I don't know much about them, but hashtags trigger something in Twitter, from my understanding, right?
Well, so this user, Peter, is an idiot, and here's why.
Wow.
Hashtags, Mark, on social media, which Peter's probably not on since he's on Yahoo Answers, are a way for things to trend. So if you search for something, like, that's how we have Instagram followers and people who listen to our podcast when we have not advertised anywhere.
Yeah, Mark puts 85 different
If people tags like on there. Podcasts, their Discover feed in Instagram or Facebook or Twitter will show them things about podcasts like our show, and so then they'll like our show. If they like hashtag kitties forever, and then someone tags their photo that way, or their post in Twitter or their post in Facebook, you can either search that hashtag, or if you like that or you have posted that, it'll show you things like that as well. So it's another, it's one of the ways that social media does what Google does with everything that you say out loud or type into your phone, show you more aggregated things that you are probably interested in. So that's what hashtags are for.
No, that is completely valid, but hashtags are technically not necessary. It's not like you need them. Had social media been built around just general tags the way that older systems used to be? Yeah, okay, no, just normal tags.
How would you tag things without the hashtag?
You would post a photo
in a text environment.
You would just type in the tags. That's how it used to be in the old days, but now everyone wants to put hashtags in so you can read them as well.
See, the problem is
hashtags are not hidden.
Twitter is a text environment. So you're not posting photos and tagging it however the interface tags it. You're just typing words initially, and you're putting that hashtag so other people can follow it. Now you can do photos and videos and bit.ly, but initially it was all about the hashtag. And Twitter started it,
Bitly.
And then Facebook and Instagram jumped on board after that, which are now the same company.
Holy moly, why haven't we been doing Twitter?
Twitter sucks.
You're so active there.
Hashtag
you're
Twitter
on
sucks
it,
ass.
You even put a flipping poll on there. Come on.
I don't think anybody answered it. User Bobert asks.
Bobert.
This is a good
sure
question for Jay. What free software is so good you can't believe it's free?
That's actually a really, really well put question.
Also, any software is free.
Stop,
technically,
it is not.
If you can get it for
yeah,
free,
if you
it's
steal
free.
It. Anything's free if you steal it. Oh, so funny, Mark.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay, I haven't heard that in 6 years.
Cody used to say that.
I'm going to say, for me personally, it would have to be... So, like, not common free stuff. I'm going to say VLC.
Yeah.
Which, you don't like VLC?
Not really.
You suck.
Let's see, Linux.
Is that really your choice?
I don't know.
I've never used Linux in my life.
Kali Linux? You've never used any Linux?
No, I don't even... Linux is for smart people.
No, it's not. It's not that hard.
Yes, it is.
It's easier. You're just used to Windows.
That's valid. Gmail's pretty good. All Facebook, all that stuff is free.
Yeah, but is it free if they're stealing all your information?
Dun, dun, dun. Can you play Hallelujah? Oh, man, that's so great. Oh, it's getting progressively louder.
It is. User Anonymous asks, we'll call him
user.
Gregory. When you buy a new internet plan, does someone have to come to your house? Or
it depends.
Do they just send you a modem, or how does it work? My dad currently has an internet plan with AT&T, but is threatening to cancel it, so I'll buy my own if he does. I probably won't use AT&T.
Yes. So it depends on, well, it really depends on a number of things. It depends on whether or not they have lines installed into your house already. It depends on whether or not you have the hardware. So, like, I have Xfinity, and most of the homes that I've been in have had Xfinity installed already.
Soon you're going to have AT&T fiber, right?
I told you about that they lied. They keep sending out mailings, but they're like, oh, wait, you live in Detroit. We're not going to put fiber there. Like, come on. Come on, meanie pants.
Meanie pants?
Yeah,
harsh.
I pulled out all the stops, okay? I was very rude and inconsiderate to them. But anyways, it really depends on whether or not you've had the services installed before and whether or not you have the hardware, because being on Xfinity, I can go to any home that has Xfinity installed and typically plug in the modem and be good.
Is that that kind of yogurt that Jamie Lee Curtis likes?
What kind of yogurt does she like? I like lots of yogurt.
Xfinity yogurt for old people.
Oh, no, that sounds really nice. I know Terry Crews really likes yogurt.
User Hyrui asks,
can we call him Hagrid?
Nope. You install a new CPU into a computer. After a few hours, it starts to overheat. What is the most probable cause?
That's another good question. Mark, are you just pulling out real questions?
Yeah.
This is amazing. The most probable cause is that your heat sink is not mounted properly. So like the CPU cooler, you typically have to put some paste. My guess is that they either put too much thermal compound on there, or they put too little, or they didn't put any at all. I imagine that there's a good chance people just put the bare metal to metal and they're like, it'll work. But no, you have to have thermal compound in between there to actually make that connection between the CPU cooler and the heat sink to the CPU itself.
The most probable cause, in my opinion, is you missed a step on the YouTube video because it doesn't sound like you know exactly what you're doing.
But YouTube will teach you.
Yeah, missed a step. Which probably is what Cody covered. I'm not going to repeat it. User Amy Rose asks, can I add 4 gigs of RAM to 8 gigs, leaving me with 12 gigs of RAM in my laptop?
Say that again. That was too much of a math.
She has 8 gigs of RAM in her laptop. Can she add 4 to total 12?
Yes, she can. Well, it depends on how many slots she has in there. I would highly recommend not doing that, though, because you want to get dual channel RAM. So you have, when you have one stick of RAM, so 8 gigs, say it's a one stick piece of memory. When you are putting data through that, I'm sorry, I was looking at my phone. When you put data through that, it's kind of like a single lane highway. You can get another 8 gig stick that matches it, that supports dual channel. And if they're the same exact stick, you'll have a 2-lane highway and you'll have double the throughput to get there. So ultimately what I'm saying is you probably don't want to do that. Just get another, either get a 16 gig set or get another 8 gig stick that is dual channel compatible with yours. You can put the 4 gig in there though if there's an empty slot. I've done that before. I think 12 gigs is a horrendous number to have in your computer.
It is
though.
Crucial.com can be your friend sometimes. You can run diagnostics
on
there.
Mark uses Crucial quite a bit. It upgraded his MacBook, or did you send that back?
I kept it, but I haven't put it in there because I don't have the tiny little eyeglass screwdrivers.
Oh, I will. Hold on. Look at this.
No one can hear you, but I have not done it yet.
Look at this. I got a whole little tiny eyeglass screwdriver kit.
Why do you have so much?
It's all in there.
User DJ Donnelly asks, does fastest laptop mean faster internet browsing?
Not necessarily. Most laptops these days, regardless. I mean, it could, but most computers these days. It also depends on what you're browsing. Like, if you want to watch YouTube and porn and stuff like that, it's not going to matter what computer you have. But if you want to do, like,
4K streaming,
online gaming, yeah, or streaming, which Mark found out you need a decent computer for, yes, it may.
Yeah, this computer still cannot even do 1080 on my cameras to send that out. We're streaming 720, folks, and this is 2019. But this is a used computer.
I can't wait for the next step past 4K. Everyone, so I've been reading a lot of articles because I am that would be a lot of Ks. way too many. But I've been trying to find a new monitor, and I'm like, oh, 1080p is perfectly fine. I'm looking at 27 inches, 32 inch monitors, and everyone's like, that's way too low of a resolution, bro. You're going to be able to see the pixels from sitting at your desk, bro. They're always like computer bros. So everyone is telling me, by everyone I mean the internet, that I need a 4K monitor, which my computer can't even support. So
it can't currently like scale up to that, but the monitor can handle less than 4K.
Yeah, I'm sure it can, and I'm sure it upscales or something. I don't know. My computer can probably handle 4K. It's just terrifying.
So the answer is, fuck no. It depends on your internet speed and what websites you're browsing. Faster laptop does not mean faster internet browsing.
Done. Thank you, Hagrid.
User Ingents. We've had a question like this before, but user Ingents, not from this person, Ingents, not a racial slur, asks, my school has blocked us from changing our wallpapers. I've tried using registry editor, but it doesn't work. Can someone please help me? No admin.
No, you're not going to be able to do anything. Why do you want to change your wallpaper? What's the big deal? You want to be all unique and creative and put some background that 400 other people have in your school? Just, it's not worth your time.
My school does not, my college does not do that. You can change it whenever you want. So I do usually do a Mr. Robot background.
Just like you used for your profile in our CRM.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was Mr. Robot.
It might still be, for all I know.
So for those that don't know, Mark is actually Mr. Robot. He is
Rami Malek.
Rami,
I wish.
Malek, yeah.
I'd be Emmy nominated.
He'd make a bank right now. Won an Oscar, didn't he?
I don't know if he won. Who cares? User Bex asks, why is my internet upload speed faster than my download?
That is very uncommon. Something is terribly wrong. That almost never happens.
Somebody's downloading torrents right now.
That's true. Somebody's on your network and using all of your download speed. It's not aggregated well enough for you to actually access things in a fast fashion. But I think you may need someone to look at that, because typically upload speed is significantly slower. So on a basic DSL or cable line, you're looking at like 10 to 20% of your download speed being placed into your upload speed. So with 100 meg down, you should have 20 megs up. But the fact that yours is higher, something's weird. Higher is also, like, higher upload speeds help significantly. I think people don't credit upload speeds.
Yeah, but a lot of ISP providers is redundant, but a lot of ISPs will only give you, like, they'll max out. When we had Comcast at the office, we were maxed at, like, yes, what, 20 megabits up? And that's the fastest speed that they
Comcast
could do.
Yep. Comcast or Xfinity was our ISP provider, our internet service provider. Yeah. They screwed us over pretty bad, so.
But they're a monopoly, so there you go.
Yeah, they are. But as a consumer-grade product, I have not had a single issue with Comcast. Pro Comcast. Go
Except
get
for when
Xfinity.
It goes down all the time. User, nope, I already said that one. User Anonymous will call Lafferty.
Hagrid, I guess. Come on, or Hermione.
Lafferty Hagrid asks, do you leave your desktop on always?
No, I do not. There's really no purpose of doing so. Shutting down your computer is actually, in my opinion, a good security feature. Unless you have Wake on LAN, you don't have to worry about any kind of like malware, viruses getting in, or someone trying to remote into your PC. It saves power. Unless you're trying to heat your house, you could keep it on all day. It makes sure that your computer does get updated regularly by shutting it down, because it's typically the only time that updates will get installed, either shutting it down or restarting.
While Shut it's turned off.
Now, in real, so the thing is, don't judge me. I'm saying when it's getting turned off. Oh crap! Took off my wedding ring and didn't notice. It scared me a lot.
Okay.
So I personally shut down my computer, but I have a faster boot drive than like the typical computer. So having an NVMe M.2 slot SSD.
Did you hear the program?
My computer to boot in about 25 seconds. So I can click the power button. In 25 seconds, I'm up and running and can do whatever I want.
Program
on a hard disk drive or HDD, it can take 2, 3, 4 minutes. So,
are you ignoring me?
I can't hear you.
Programmer.
When I'm talking.
You can't hear the programmer.
I'm not a programmer. Mark's more programmer than I am.
I don't know about that. User Chet, our last Yahoo Answers question, asks, how do I get faster Mbps?
NBMB. He said M as in
he did.
Monkey.
Megabits per second. Mike Bravo, Peru,
Megabits
Sierra.
Per second. How do you get faster? You pay for faster internet. It's as easy as that. Common misconception, though. Marketing, really, I don't know why they go with bits as opposed to bytes, but all internet service providers will provide you an MB, little B, per second. So megabits per second, like Mark said, and that is not even close to a megabyte.
Yeah, it's an 8-to-1 situation. And people don't know that.
So really what you have to look at is, say that you wanted to download a 1 terabyte file. I mean, that's really big. How about a 1 gigabyte file? And you're like, oh, I have 100 megabits per second. It should download that in 10 seconds, essentially. Or no, sorry, 1,000 seconds to get that. That's not the case. It's actually 1,000 times 8, so 8,000 seconds. They just screw with you. Be careful. When you get your megabit speed, realize that you have to divide that by 8.
Yeah, so if you have
byte speed,
80 megabits per second internet speed, you can download 10 megabytes per second.
That was pretty good. I was going to say 8 megabytes. I'm not good at math.
Yep, I don't know why.
Oh, something new.
Sure.
Do you know this company? No. I don't know Wise? If you can see it. Yeah. So I bought some Wise cameras for anyone that wants to hack me and look at my dog 24/7.
What's good about Wise? This podcast is not brought to you by Wise, but you can sponsor us if you want.
I have no idea. I'm going to tell you what's good about it after I test them.
Oh, you haven't even plugged it in?
The biggest thing is they're cheap. They were $20 each.
Oh, so China's spying on you then.
No, actually, this is an American company. They spy on you. This one, even if they wanted to spy on you.
America's even worse.
It's okay. That's true. That's actually, that was all the forums I was reading. It's like you have the choice of either having having China watch you, which they're not going to care about, or you have the NSA watching you, who they're going to care if you do something wrong. So right now, NSA, hey, bro, and I can talk to the camera, to my dog. And I can be like, yo, doggo, how you doing? And she's going to freak out.
Nah, it'll sound like this. Yo, doggo.
That spot on, actually. We tested it. I'm pretty sure.
I'm not even mad. It's amazing. Exactly what I said.
So this new stuff in tech this week. Cody, do you know the phone company, phone maker Vivo?
Yes. They're a Chinese company, right?
Could be. They have announced their V15 Pro that has no notch and a 32 megapixel pop-up selfie camera, which is weird. Vivo was one of the most head-turning companies in the smartphone space last year, delivering a series of devices with wild experimental hardware. Now for Vivo's first major launch of 2019, we have the V15 Pro, not bringing you this podcast, a new phone that sees high-end features trickle down to the mid-range mainstream from the company's next flagships, not to be confused with Nexus from Google. It's an unusual device without any direct competitors and a spec sheet that's all over the place. So they've been allegedly a harbinger of screen design trends. The V9, so several iterations back, was one of the first Android phones with a notch. Of course, after the iPhone, the V11 carried what might still be the smallest notch yet, but the V15 goes even further with a notchless 6.4-inch OLED display, achieved by the reappearance of, I think, hideous and stupid and terrible, the pop-up selfie camera that they had on the original Nex. Vivo apparently pioneered in-display fingerprint sensors. They're continuing to get those better. There's a fifth generation component in the V15 that's worked very quickly and reliably. Elsewhere, the V15 Pro has a 3,700 mAh, don't know what that stands for, battery.
Yep, milliamp
hours. Sure. 6 or 8 gigs of RAM, 128 gigs of storage, Android 9 Pie, which Cody does not have, and a headphone jack, all of which helps make for a super solid upper mid-range phone, except for one thing, the inexplicable use of micro USB. In a brand new phone in 2019, USB-C, nah, let's go micro USB. So who'd have thought that the mid-range smartphone would kill bezels and notches before micro USB? What a time to be alive. It's launching in India first for about $400.
That's what I was going to say, is the reason it's on micro USB is because they're so much cheaper. Think about this phone who
I'm thinking
may
about
have
it.
Settings near what a Galaxy S10 would have or whatever they're on for a third of the price. Like, that's incredible. So I always applaud these companies. I know they're probably stealing technology from a lot of us, and that sucks. But my phone, which is a Google Pixel clone, not a Chrome.
Google Pixel clone. Chrome clone.
Cost me $200. So kudos to them. They can be on the forefront for all this new technology and see what fails or what actually works. there's a good chance the United States isn't going to be buying the majority of their product. It's all overseas.
And then we're going to say,
oh, what is this?
Wow, that was incredible.
Yeah, why did, why is there... Oh, something happened on your screen. Are you looking at a black screen right now? Like your computer screen.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was looking at Vivo's website.
Your computer screen is most of your life.
Even 68 gigs isn't that great anymore. That's standard. I feel like that's bare minimum, which blows my mind. I'm really big into the one... What is it called?
Couldn't say.
The 60... OnePlus. OnePlus seems like a great company.
Oh, kinky.
I know nothing about them. Other than I want their phones and they're really expensive. So
cool. Okay, here's the places.
Do you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No.
Because you're doing his thing. That's what
cool,
he does.
Cool. Here's the places, Cody, while you look up Instagram, here's the places that have downloaded the largest places, the largest little circles on my screen that I can see that have downloaded this past week. Japan, Tokyo, Japan, download 12 downloads, which is interesting. We got our Philippines again. There's a smattering over Europe. Let's see, Australia. Those are standard. 61 downloads in Stuart, Florida. Not sure what happened there. Not complaining, but thank you, Stuart, Florida. Don't even know what that is. 23 downloads in Boardman, Oregon. They're trying to get crawl right up there with the number of downloads. San Jose is still in there, still in the running. 32 downloads in San Jose. These are just the biggest single cities. 23 downloads, Princeville, Illinois. Cleveland, Ohio. Isn't that where the Drew Carey show was supposed to be from?
Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, I think
Cleveland
so.
Rocks.
Columbus. No, it's not Columbus.
Yeah, Cleveland Rocks is what was in the song. Nobody shouted Cleveland, Ohio like that.
No, what's that?
Iceland? We've got a download in Iceland. I don't know if anyone lives in Greenland, so nothing there. I don't know how to say that word in Finland.
Hello, Wisconsin. That's the 70 show one. That's what I was getting confused with.
Oh, hello, Wisconsin. Cool.
Yeah. Did you watch 70 show when you were 4 years old?
I was not 4 years old, and it did not come out in the 70s. So that's probably where you're confused right now.
No, not at all. It came out in 2000.
So thank you all y'all for downloading Help Desk Nightmares.
Aww,
on the halfway
speaking their language
network. All nice y'all. Stuff. No, I don't think people in Finland say all y'all.
The only Instagram post, Mark's had a lot going on with work, so he only posted one.
No, I posted a recast too. I do a recast every time.
Yeah, the recast is good, but the photo, you just had a bot. Muhammad Bob said, nice photo. There is no need for more words. I just wanted to say, pretty sure that's a bot.
I'd like to believe that's a real man.
Muhammad Bob 65.
Yeah.
Okay, good job, Muhammad Bob 65. You tricked Mark.
What does the picture say?
One takeaway. Oh, sorry. It's actually, do you even know who this
no.
is? This is Mr. Meeseeks from Rick and Morty. So Mr. Meeseeks' point in life is to help people accomplish their goal.
Oh, okay.
So it probably makes more sense now, but it says, when all you want to do is try to help people, but you low-key just want to die.
All right.
So that's the story of Mark's life. My life is not that bad yet. Give me about 6 to 8 more months, and then I'll be there. I do have one takeaway,
sure.
Non-IT related, but something funny that happened at work. I've been training. We've had 3 new team members join in the past 2 weeks, and I've been training a lot with administrative programs. I enjoy training, but there was a day that it was really gassy.
Ew.
When I was training, and I kept burping under my breath, and I kept apologizing like no big deal. I don't know what the heck I ate that it made it do that. But I was in the middle of saying something. So I was like, oh yeah, Viewpoint is the program that you want to use that you want to do this. I acted like it didn't happen. It was so bad. I'm pretty sure that team member is scarred. They're going to quit tomorrow because they're like, man, if people just burp without apologizing or saying, excuse me, you know, ooh.
You were so naughty.
No, that was not naughty. Don't be weird about it. I burped in someone's face, okay?
Naughty.
I'll bring you this tomorrow, Mark, for the worky work.
For the worky work, you say? Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, so have you listened to any new podcasts or watched any new shows that you want to tell everyone about that have not sponsored this episode?
I don't...
I have, but I haven't listened to it. So I don't know how we know them. Jay, if you're still in the chat, then you can maybe shed light on this. But I know that they have, like, on Twitter and probably Instagram, there's a podcast called Hey Down in Front. No idea who it is. Have not listened to an episode, but I am downloading 15 because that's what I do. I download 15 episodes and I listen to it. If I like it within the first five, I'll keep listening to it and add it to my list of, I don't know, 45 podcasts that I listen to in my Pocket Casts app. So they can go in the rotation if I like it. If not, unsubscribe, never talk about them again. But so Hey Down in Front podcast, couldn't tell you if it's good. I assume it is, but I'll be able to tell you next week. Because now they're in my rotation.
Nice.
They shouted out Halfway to Thundertown on their newest episode. So there you go. Oh, Hey Down in Front nice. Podcast. Apparently, from what I can tell, they talk about movies.
Ooh, okay.
Because episode 21 is called Anaconda. The Sandlot is episode 23. Haven't downloaded those. Ooh. First 15. So Jeepers Creepers 2 is the most recent podcast episode from yesterday. Not yesterday when you're listening to this, but yesterday from real time.
I've been downloading and listening to a lot of TED Radio Hour, which I've talked about before, and Car Talk, which is a two old men talking about old cars. Yeah, pretty exciting life I have.
The elderly are people too, Cody.
You trying to say I'm ageist? You ageist mother fudger. Yep.
So now you guys are going to soon, you're going to get to hear the new outro that we have. I don't know. Do you have anything else to say, Cody?
I don't. I'm really hungry. I've not eaten dinner tonight.
What? It's 8:30 p.m.
This natty daddy. Horrendous. Do not get any of these.
Why do you keep just buying cheap, cheap beer?
Lion Kugel.
Ew, Lion Kugel. Like
you don't like
absolutely
Lion
Kugel? Absolutely
not. What do you like? What kind of beer do you drink?
You need to talk to Jay and find out what kind of beers are good to drink.
I did a beer trip before, if that means anything.
It doesn't.
Bud Light was the best beer on it.
That's gross.
I'm joshing you, Mark. I hope you enjoy our new outro. Mark recorded it the other day.
You've been listening to Help Desk Nightmares on the Halfway Network. If you like the show, for others like it, check out halfwaynetwork.com. Leave us a review on iTunes so other people can find the show. Follow us on Instagram at Help Desk Nightmares. Or for show notes and links, visit helpdesknightmares.com.
Okay, does anyone want to see my dog? Anyone? You good?